The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and this week's guest host,
Lee Sullivan. God, even pushing the board out and got that guy from Big Brother. It's a Surrey Storm podcast. We are amazed because not only do we have Grace Sullivan, but we are honoured that Pamela Cookie joins us. And we've spoken a few times about storm years in the past, but this is the official one for the podcast. So, Pamela, it'll be the best one yet, all right?
No, we have some amazing Storm alumni, so I can't take that one.
And it's also the first podcast I've recorded since winning that Rose Award, so give me a second, I'll just tap the frame.
Yay! Well done. How good is that? Very well deserved.
I've always said that it's just about the whole team effort, but obviously that recognition from England Netball and doing what we do with volunteers as well really makes it all worthwhile. So it helps following a good team, doesn't it?
Oh, well, you give up so much time, Andy, for netball in general. So, no, definitely. And you put so much into it. It was great that you were able to be recognised.
Thank you very much. Storm years, I think we've done this once or twice before, but 114 England taps, 7 Super League titles. You ended on a high with Storm, didn't you?
Yes, indeed. And it was fun. It's like you said earlier, about it's about the team kind of thing. It definitely is about the team. And we had a fabulous group. You know, the new Apple updates, it shows you like photos from the past. And it came up 2 weeks ago, our Storm Christmas. So that was really lovely to see. And I had a little video and reminded me of the play. So I sent that over to a couple of the girls that were still on the group chat from way back then. I've still got some really great memories, and it was, as you say, nice to finish on a high with those two back-to-back.
One of those things as well, the Storm Advent calendar, and yes. I've been told off for reposting the sleigh ride, and I haven't bothered this year, which I'm still resisting the temptation, but when you're at a side with those personalities, it just makes those games a lot easier.
Oh, definitely. That's one of the things that I love so much about netball and why I stayed in it for so long. It's the people that you spend so much time with and you play with and you take to the court with, you learn from, you have that impact on. And it's not just the stuff that happens on court, it's the stuff that happens off the court as well. And I've got such great friends that I know I have for life and I can call on anytime, and they know they can call on me as well. And that's through netball, and those team connections and those bonds that we have will live on forever. And it's just great to be able to also reminisce back on those experiences, but then still making new ones now.
I enjoyed you finally reaching game number 100. I think I was there for the time. And
you were?
It's an achievement where nobody will ever take that away from you.
Yeah, definitely. It was amazing. It was like at the Copper Box, which we like to call the home of netball. Friends, family were there. Amanda Newton, one of my first England captains, presented the red dress with all little messages from all of my captains over my career. It was just such a lovely, lovely experience and such a lovely time. And all the fans there as well, and just celebrating 100 games. It seems like such a big number, but it had been a lot of years. but so very special. And I just, like for you were there, and my teammates were there, and
that was
captain.
Special. Yeah, how really sweet.
Special, really special. My brother came down, my mum was there. It was, yeah, my aunt came. So it was really, really nice, and a really great thing that England Netball were able to do, and it's something that I'd really treasure forever, and such a big honour.
I'm sure we could all mention the names of those teammates at Storm. A to Z, Hannah and Katie retired, Amy still playing, Georgia, for example. What's it like knowing that Hannah and Katie have finally retired after their careers?
Yeah, I'm like, you say these names and they're such amazing women, and I felt so privileged to play with them. Like you said, Hannah, Kate, Rach, Tamsin, Kat, so many names you can reel off. And to know that Hannah and Katie retired on a high themselves and at their own time, because with netball sometimes you don't get that opportunity to finish on your own terms. And so the fact that they could do it, and they could do it in style, and even though like COVID has hit this year and whatnot, that they were able to do it when they wanted to do it, and they finished their last games that they played. They were still phenomenal, and they could probably still play this year, next year, and many more years to go. But they chose this time, and so I'm really proud of what they've managed to achieve as themselves as well as with the team, and now they can have a little rest.
And for people that are still playing, like Amy and Georgia as well, it's really good to see how they've grown.
Ah, tremendously. Like you say, Amy, Super Amy, I like to call her. Like, from when I first started at Storm and seeing her develop, Georgia Lease, how amazing is she now? So there's so many of those that have kind of come through the system and are still playing such high quality top netball, and I can't see them dipping anytime soon. And so that's really great to see for the longevity of our sport, that you have these generations that come through, and that's really nice. They cross over, so like Amy and myself crossed over at one time, and now she's going on, and there'll be others coming through that like Grace, who's on this call a bit later, so a young name that I've not heard too much about, but I'm excited to see what she can do, and that's the cycle, really, and that's what should happen. You shouldn't have all the old farts there all the way right to the very end. You have the youth coming through as well to mix it up.
Now would be a good time to bring Grace into the call. Grace, Pam Cookie's on the line. What's that like, having somebody like Pam to maybe look up to?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think when I first started playing netball, Pam was just having she's just had such a successful career playing netball, and obviously playing for Storm, which is like my home club, is just something that I really looked up to, and it's just really good to see and talk to her.
That's nice.
Are you still all right, or have you fainted just yet? I mean, is there something you've maybe thought about asking Grace?
Obviously I'm literally just starting out my Super League career and netball career now. Just what advice would you give people like myself just starting out, or the young athletes that are aspiring to reach Super League level?
Oh, good question. I think for me, it was mainly never be afraid of learning new things and to be open. So like, you'll have lots of coaches throughout your career, and they might all tell you contradictory things or different things, but some the same. But take it all on board, but then pick out the bits that work best for you and try them out. And if they don't work, then you put them to one side and you go on to the next thing. But you might get that gem that just kind of catapults you. Enjoy it. Like, life's too short, and it is hard, and you have to make lots of sacrifices as well to get to that top of your game. But if you have a fun journey along the way, all those things kind of pale into insignificance, and you just enjoy the love of playing and stepping out on the court and being with your teammates. And lastly, I would say, make sure you train. Like, put the hours in early, and then it makes life a lot easier later down the line. Because for me, I knew if I'd done all my training, all my fitness, all my strength, all my shooting, all my shots, when it came to game day, I didn't have to worry about those stuff because I knew I had it under my belt. But if you don't do it, then you think, oh, am I missing something? I hope that helps.
Oh, yes, it definitely will.
Storm, this season as well, they've got players that have been assigned to the academies. Have you been assigned to an academy?
Yeah, I've been assigned to the Surrey Academy. And I had, about 2 weeks ago, a Zoom call with them, along with Ellie Kelk and Emily Golvin, and we had like a Q&A session with them, which was really, really good. I really enjoyed that. They already love netball, of course, and that they're such young and fit and passionate young girls about netball that I really got a sense of that they look up to the Super League players and really do want to make it there one day. I mean, they had brilliant questions, some that I'd really had to think about, but it was really good to just answer some questions that they had and see what they wanted to do in the future. But I mean, it looks a really, really good academy that we've got set up at Storm.
I know that Emily was really pleased about getting that sorted out as well, so it'll just be about finally getting to meet them when you can in the new year.
Yes, definitely. I can't wait to meet them. I mean, they're like the future of Storm and stuff like that. And just to have so many young girls that support us and the whole club and the franchise is just really good, and I can't really wait to meet them in person.
Pam, you were part of England. Yaz is obviously part of England at the minute as well. So how does a Super League franchise and a team feed off something like that?
It's so rewarding. So like you're in your franchise, and for me, that's kind of where I established myself in the franchise. And then you go on and you play for England as well, in your country, and you get so much experience and knowledge, and you're able to bring that back into your Super League team. And so I think it's really beneficial that you have that kind of crossovers, and the England players have that time to spend with their franchises. So there's like that two-way learning and growth of the kind of the wider netball, rather than just being that isolated England team where people don't feel they can see it or touch it. If you can bring it back into the Super League teams as well, you get those experiences and you get that kind of, well, I can be there someday because this person I'm training with next to me or I'm training against is already there. And you can learn stuff that kind of puts you in a better position for when, if that's your goal, to try out for that England team. So yeah, really important.
I mean, there's probably 17 other podcasts that we did on the time that you actually left, but since leaving Storm, obviously Anita dangled that carrot for that director of netball at the Stars. What was that like for you?
It was really great because I felt my time had come where I'd achieved everything I could achieve on the netball court, and I was ready, and I talked about being able to finish on your own accord, and I was really lucky that I was able to. But then I've still got this burning passion for netball, and so when that opportunity came to be director of netball at the Stars, that Anita came to me with, I was like, this is amazing. I finished playing now, but I can still have an impact in the administration side of netball. And so also setting up a new franchise. So being able to kind of, as a collective, working really closely with Anita, kind of trying to develop it into something that we were proud of. And then bringing Monya on as well, what a fabulous coach she was, and her vision and her ideas as well. And then we got Sam Bird in as assistant coach. So there was just a really great mix of good people that could really kind of start something from the scratch and try and make it into a success. And then the players that we were able to bring in that supported in that first year as well, it just kind of snowballed from there.
I got an early Christmas present the other week. Why am I telling you this? It was from Alex and the Mintridge Foundation, Sporty Sally Learns Netball. What a wonderful book that is.
We literally just had our Christmas Zoom this afternoon, about an hour ago before this call. So the Mintridge Foundation, amazing. And Alex leading it, she is just superhuman. And I just really look up to her and what she's achieved and what she's doing in the world for young people, and how she's brought together, again, these amazing ambassadors that are helping to deliver her vision. And the book that's come out, you just made that Sporty Sally. So yeah, myself, Ebony and Georgia Leaf feature in it. Again, just trying to get some education into the younger generation through netball and through reading. So yeah, really pleased and again, honoured to be part of that. And it's like we said earlier, it's all about the people. So like we talk about your teammates. So when I was at Storm, that team we had with us at the Mintridge Foundation, that team that's there, it's finding the right people, good people to surround yourself with. And that lifts everybody up.
Well, you must have missed signing mine. So I'll have to sort that out in the new year, definitely.
Yeah. No worries. When I see you, I'll come down.
Oh, brilliant. I suppose the next question is to the pair of you, really. I mean, how are we going to get back from 2020? I mean, I personally would love to see Sky sharing games with the BBC, maybe more games on the red button, YouTube, that kind of thing. What would you like to see happen 2021 season?
I definitely, obviously, we want with this season to have all games as much as possible as we can being streamed to everyone. I feel like the more streaming and games that are on TV and live that people can watch, the more publicity netball will get and the recognition that it deserves. So definitely for this season, especially like the things that we've had to face this year, to get something like that with Sky or on YouTube and have all the games visible for everyone I think for every franchise would be really helpful and just a really good way for fans, if they can't be in the stadium, to at least follow and support their teams. So I think that would be really good to see.
I totally agree in terms of getting it out to that as many people as possible. You also have to think about the quality of it, though. So we want to get out a good product to people. And so if we can, Sky have obviously shown that they can do it so well, and they, or last season and the many seasons before, that they've been covering it. And that makes it such a good product. And so we need to make sure when we're going forward, how can we increase that even more, but still keep that quality of product? And so if we can do that through Sky, through streaming, through other methods, then that would be fabulous so that more people can see it.
I mean, the nice thing is this weekend, Rise Again Festival, Surrey Storm netball.co.uk for more information. And we're going to be playing Sirens at 2 o'clock. That's hopefully a game you're going to be involved with, Grace?
Yes, hopefully. I would love to be a part of that squad that go and play that, just to get more experience in playing in the Super League and against different teams. But yeah, it's exciting that matches are happening and things like this are being arranged, and that people can watch it live, and that netball's back again, really.
The good thing is it would be really easy to restrict it to the UK, but Pamela, anybody in the world can watch it, and you can watch it on Catch Up.
Yeah, definitely. And I've bought my pass or subscription or whatever you want to call it. So from 12 o'clock, I'll be tuned in to watch. It's like they were saying, the more that we can get netball out to the world, to non-netball fans, to convert them into netball fans, to netball fans that already love it so much but want to see more of it so that they can see it on TV and then they go out and play it at their local club, the better and the bigger our sport will be and the more benefits I think we can get. So, yeah, it's about how can we keep pumping that resource into it to make sure we keep delivering that quality product, because we have some quality players on that netball court that show us some amazing things.
A Bath and Storm, the team should look out for the results first. Still,
yeah, you know it. I was at Bath for pretty much all of my career, apart from my 3 seasons at Storm, and amazing to get the, I'm just put it in there, 5 titles with Bath, and then to finish my career with the 2 titles with Storm.
Yeah,
those are my, where my heart lies. So definitely always supporting those two guests.
And I certainly need to end on a word about the Storm fans.
Storm fans, oh my God.
One of them's on the line as well.
Amazing. Like literally playing in the arena, the amount of sort of support you get from Storm fans, like all the way through the season, pre-season, even after the season finished, on game day, the noise that they come with, like I still remember now those feelings I got when you run out on the court when your name is called and everyone's just cheering, and throughout the game when you score the goal, when you get that intercept, or even when you're just on defense, and they just give you that energy to do that bit more. So no, Storms fans are definitely one of the best.
You'd have been in the crowd for that, Grace, a few times.
Oh yeah, definitely. Always was watching the games.
Brilliant. Pam, thank you so much for your time. We also like to have a word with some of those Storm greats over the years as well. We've spoken to lots of people since we started last year. So is there maybe somebody else we can get in touch with to see what they're up to these days?
Yeah, definitely. You should try Bongi Masomi. What a formidable player she was. Yeah. And a really lovely person as well. So it'd be good to get her insight into how she finds playing and now the Spa Proteas in South Africa. So I talked earlier about longevity. She is definitely one that's got longevity and an engine to burn.
As ever, Pam, it's always good to speak to you. Just want to wish you all a safe Christmas and a really happy new year.
Fabulous. Thanks, Andy, for having me on. Grace, nice to meet you properly. Well, not really
nice
properly.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah. Have a fabulous Christmas, guys.
You too.
Grace, it was the first run out with this side yesterday. So how did you think it went?
Well, it was definitely a long time coming, we felt. We've been waiting for this moment for 9 months now to just step back on court together. It was so much fun. I think everyone enjoyed it to finally get back playing. It was obviously very intense. We haven't played competitive netball for 9 months now. So we were just getting used to it. But we were able to try so many new combinations. Obviously, Storm is quite a new team this year, and we had new players in every single section of the court. So being able to just try out combinations over 12 minutes was really good to just let everyone have a run out. But definitely lots to learn and work on in training, but definitely some positives to take from the game.
Before we look at a couple of those combos, what's it like doing the 12 minutes?
When I first heard about the 12 minutes, I didn't think it was going to be much different. But when you're actually playing the game, 3 minutes is a lot. A lot of goals can be scored in 3 minutes. So when it came to the end, it was almost like it felt a bit strange, because you were like, oh, normally you'd have 3 more minutes to just carry on to even get the scores up or even or chase them. So definitely playing 12 minutes, it did feel different for the first time, but I guess it's something that we've just got to get used to over the season.
Was Mickey pleased overall with the way things went?
Yeah, definitely. I think when we first arrived, everyone arrived with smiles on their faces. We were finally getting back playing netball, and I definitely felt like we left with smiles on our faces. I mean, it was our first game in a very long time. Some of us haven't played, for example, Nick hadn't played her netball match in 22 months after her injury. So, and then obviously you've got the likes of me and Sophie. That's our first really Super League run out. I think we were just all very happy to play, and it was a very much a learning game for us, and just getting used to each other and playing with each other and working on what we've been working on in training to try put that on into a game, and also trying to adapt to playing against different combos, different shooters, different defenders. So, yeah, I think heading home, even though we lost, I think that didn't reflect how we all felt as a team. I think we were all very much happy, we were smiley, and we were just really, really, really glad that we got to play netball.
I'd made a note that Nick and Yaz seemed confident and maybe taking that extra pass just to give you all a bit of time throughout the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's something that we've been working on quite a lot in training, is just to keep our error rate low. So having the experience of players like Yaz and even Neve and people like even like Ellie Kelk and stuff and Frankie in there to just slow the game down and take that extra pass really just shows that what we have been doing in training is paying off. Because having them experienced players just calms the whole play down. Because obviously we were really excited and we just wanted to play netball. But by thinking about what we've been working on in training, did really, really implement in the game.
In a couple of the cupboards at Storm, you'll no doubt see that I used to sponsor Frankie. She teamed up really well with Emma. Is that something as well that's been going on in training, that Frankie and Emma partner?
Oh yeah, definitely. They've been working together since we've started training, and I feel like every training session they get stronger and stronger working together. And I mean, all the attacking, you can literally put any shooter in and I feel like any attacking combo will work well. So especially we've been really hitting hard on attacking plays during training. So having them playing together, especially they've never really played together before, and to see them yesterday play so well and link so well together, it was really good to see.
Storm fans enjoyed obviously the signing of Felicita. What's that like, having somebody like her as part of the squad as well?
Oh well, I love Feli. I love Felicita. She's great. I mean, yesterday was the first time I'd actually ever played with her, and just to have someone like her, I mean, you must have seen her at the World Cup. She was absolutely amazing. She's such a hard-working player. She will literally just keep going and keep going until she gets interception, tip, anything. Just to be playing with her, I learned so much from just being on court with her. So having someone like that in the team that just brings something a little different is really eye-opening. It's really good.
Storm Digital members got the hour preview of the new kit. You would have seen it as well for a little bit of time. What do you make of it?
I might be a bit biased, but I do think that it's probably one of the best dresses I've ever worn. Definitely, when I saw them, I fell in love with it straight away. It was quite a special moment, me getting my dress with my surname on the back. It's something that I've dreamt of for a very long time, and it was very nice to see, especially in a dress like that.
Finally, Rise Again Festival at the weekend. It's the game against Sirens.
I think we're going to go into it very confident. Obviously, we're going to work on in training some stuff that we might needed to have highlighted in the game yesterday. But I think having the game under our belt has made us realise that we can go into games confident, knowing that we have tried out combinations, we have worked on stuff really hard in training. I think it will be a really good match. And like you've been saying, it's so good that everyone around the world can watch it, and just even Storm fans can follow us, because we obviously they mean so much to us, and we're just glad that they can support us in, even if they can't actually be there.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
And Pamela as well, who's still on the line. Really good episode of the Surrey Storm podcast. Your chance, as always, to get involved, get that digital membership, surreystormnetball.co.uk, and your opportunity to ask our future guests questions. Thanks again for your time, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, guys.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.